We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T, America's best network. Natty Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. And by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk.
Kick back, Doolittle, feed low, Manic wide open, and he slams it. It's a 9-0 Sooner run.
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk. Here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
Hi there, everybody, and welcome into Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. I'm Jessica Cootie, in once again for Toby Rowland, who has his back surgery scheduled for tomorrow morning. So, Toby, we wish you well. We give him a round of applause. Wish him good luck for tomorrow. Speedy recovery. We hope to see you back very, very soon. And I'm not the only substitute in here today. Sherry Cole also out on the road recruiting. So, Associate Head Coach Coquise Washington going to make her debut on the show tonight. She'll be here in the bottom half of the hour. But for now, let's talk some men's hoops with Head Coach Lon Kruger. And, Coach, first of all, I got a first question for you. Who do we need to talk to about scheduling? Because, wow, what a tough two-game stretch for you guys. You go at number three in Lawrence, and then you have number one here at home in Norman. I don't think anybody in the country has had to do that this year.
No, it's, that's the nature of Big 12 play sometimes, and we got them back-to-back, and they're two really, really good basketball teams. And the thing we're trying to keep our guys focused on is you go back 2 weeks prior to the West Virginia game, you know, maybe had our best 40-minute performance there, then a very good second half against Iowa State. Then we really played not too badly against Kansas or Baylor, kind of in the ball game midway in the second half. Now, that's not the standard we want to have, but we're much better right now than we were 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And that's what we keep our guys focused on. We got to keep getting better. And if we do that the next 2 weeks, we got a tough schedule ahead, but then things will take care of themselves. But we can't. You know, dwell on losing two tough ball games and let that cost us the next one. Guys came back and practiced very well today, and we'll do again tomorrow. And then, of course, we play in Stillwater on Saturday.
All right, well, let's break down that Baylor game, shall we? First time in 23 years, the number one team in the country in the LNC. Coach, the crowd showed up for you guys, and you got off to a really hot start.
Jess, the crowd was fantastic. It's the best crowd we've had this year. We had over 2,000 students in attendance, and that's fantastic. They've been growing all year long, and we did. We got off to a good start. I thought both this ball game and the game in Lawrence, I thought we really opened the ball game with good energy, moving the ball, making good shots, good plays for each other. And, again, to beat the number one or number three team in the country, you have to make more shots than what we did. We made them in stretches, but not quite enough in the end.
Hey, you guys take a 10-5 lead, and then you have a drought. I know Baylor's defense is really good, but, you know, fans on the outside, we might be like, come on, put it in the hole, you know, but it's not, I know that's what your guys are trying to do. So what can you do in that situation when you just can't, seems like a lid is just on the basket.
Yeah, actually there when the score was 11-10, we had five straight possessions, which would be five great shots against Baylor's defense especially. We had a couple, Jamal Bienemy, a couple shots he had in the lane there that he normally shoots well. Due had a wide open transition three. Austin had a wide open shot. And sometimes it just doesn't go down. Now, Baylor's defense is very good. There's no question about that. But we would have taken those shots anytime, and it was an opportunity to maybe, you know, widen a little bit of a lead there. We didn't. Then they went on a run, and now we're playing from behind the rest of the first half.
What is it about Baylor's defense that they are so good this year?
They're very athletic. They're very well connected. They've got guys that really identify with their club being a defensive club. You know, they're also very good offensively. But they know that they've got great confidence in being able to get stops. And when you've got that confidence, it takes a little pressure off of you offensively. And the guys have they've had a terrific year.
Well, number one team in the country, you guys have played them very close twice now. Chance you could see them again down the road in the Big 12 tournament. What can you apply? I mean, being that you played them so close, if you happen to see them again.
Yeah, you hope to play them again, for sure. That would mean that you've won a ball game in the Big 12 tournament and advanced to the next round. But I think just being familiar with their people always helps. Having gone through it, you kind of know what, you know, how quick they are, how big they are. I thought our guys did a great job on the boards against Baylor right there into the end. I think we had them at 9 offensive rebounds. I think ended up with 11 in the last minute. They got a couple more. But guys, again, I think that shows that they learned a lot from the first ball game. And again, did a good job of guarding the dribble. They're very quick off the dribble with Mitchell and Butler. Butler hit two big shots against us. He's a terrific player. So, again, they're number one for a reason, and they're deserving of that.
Yeah, and three days before that, you guys have to go to Lawrence, play at Kansas, number three. You know, Christian Doolittle has been on some kind of tear. He did everything he could to keep you guys in that ballgame. But ultimately, what did you take away from this one? Again, close one here to start.
Yeah, great effort to open the ball game. We get off to a good start. We're up 27-24, and then kind of have back-to-back turnovers. We talk all the time about the value of each possession, but it takes on even more significance in Allen Fieldhouse because they're a team that plays off of that turnover that turns into a layup at the other end. And we had back-to-back possessions where it really energized the crowd and got their team going, and then we're down, and then we have to come back from that deficit at halftime.
Christian Doolittle hit 5 threes, so he's the Big 12 player of the week this week. He had 27-12 against West Virginia, and then he had 27-12 against Kansas. He's the only player in the Big 12 to have those numbers, and he's done it twice in three games. So nobody else has even done that once, and he's done it twice in the last three. And the only other Sooner to do that was Blake Griffin. What's clicked for him here in the last couple of weeks?
It's great to see Christian doing what he's done in the last four games. He's been fantastic, and had gone through a little bit of a drought scoring-wise in the first half of the conference play, but even at that time, he was doing other things. He was rebounding the ball still, moving the ball, but really, really good to see, and we need that out of Christian. We need him to score. He's a mismatch, and if we can't take advantage of that mismatch offensively, then it makes it more difficult for us to score. So, but he kept working at it, got his confidence back, got more aggressive, and terrific to see what he's doing.
So he hits a career-high 5 threes in Allen Fieldhouse. What was going on with him on Saturday? I mean, again, we saw one of those games from Brady a few weeks ago against Oklahoma State. Just feeling it? He just had the hot hand?
Exactly. I think when they see a shot or two go in, they feel pretty good about it. Obviously, in transition, got a couple of wide open looks. He really is a tough mismatch as it relates to Ozebuki, making him go out on the floor and guard Christian. And then, of course, he can put the ball down on the floor, too, and drive it by. So he's playing at a level right now that we need and expect to continue.
How big is that for him, even moving forward at the professional level, that he has shot the ball so well from the outside? Much more this season, but also more efficiently.
That's very important. He's got to be a guy that can shoot the ball from three. With his size, he's a big, strong guy, but at that next level, whether it be NBA or overseas or whatever, he needs to continue to become a better shooter all the time. And he's a very good shooter right now. He's a great shooter in practice. Is that confidence to do it in a game consistently? He's starting to get to that point now. So he needs to continue that.
Alonis Williams also has been playing very well for you, too. You know, we talked at the beginning of the season, and he came in. You guys were very excited about him coming in from junior college, but you talked about how sometimes with junior college players, it takes them a while to kind of figure it out. What is that process like for a JUCO guy coming in?
It takes some time, you know, some more than others, but a lot of times it's not until that senior year, you know, after they're here a full year, that they really get comfortable. But Alonis has shown in the last half dozen, seven, eight ball games that he's got a great skill, great athletic ability, ability to be powerful and explode to the rim, and then also shoot the three. So and he's gotten a lot better defensively. So we like the direction Alonis is going in, and believe really he's only just tapped the surface of what he can do, and he's going to keep getting better and better.
So, again, we've seen you guys kind of switching out that starting lineup with Alonis Williams and Davion Harmon. How important is that you can kind of pick and choose your lineups, how it will fit you're with whoever you're matching up against?
Yeah, it's good. We'd rather see them both play well all the time, but it seems like whoever's been coming off the bench has been playing more productively. And Alonis, you know, the last two couple games, he didn't have a great first half against Baylor, but it came back with a very good second half. A few games ago against Iowa State, not much in the first half, but a very good second half. So we'll keep him in the starting lineup, but we told him he needs to play two halves and not just one. So but he's a great worker in practice, getting better every day, and continues to adjust to Big 12 play.
Well, producer Theron is already telling me first segment is in the books. I just feel like this show just flies by. Still a lot to talk about. Hey, Buddy Hield wins the three-point contest in the NBA All-Star Weekend. Trae Young had a big weekend as well. Very, very cool story on Kerkweth coming out today. We're going to show you a snippet of that. Keep it here on Sooner Sports Talk from Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, brought to you by AT&T.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your new apartment's big. Such a great deal.
It's okay.
Just okay? What's not too...
Right above the subway!
Well, I bet you don't even notice it after the...
That's my neighbor, Angus!
A deal that's just okay is not okay. Get a great deal with America's best network. Come into an AT&T store to find out how to get one of our popular smartphones for $0 down. Based on GWS One score, September 2019.
I am Nathan.
This is Sean.
This is Wanye.
And we are Boyz II Men.
The greatest R&B group of all time is back. Boyz II Men in concert. Friday, April 17th at the Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Tickets on sale now at Riverwind.com. More info at Boyz2Men.com.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
At Marianne's Rentals for special events, they'll take it to the hoop for you. They'll hit the three-pointer to make you happy. When you call Marianne's Rentals for special events at 751-3100, your next corporate event, birthday, wedding reception, holiday party, or any special event will be a slam dunk with Marianne's. They'll give your special event the full court press to make it the best ever. If your special event needs that fadeaway jumper at the buzzer for the win, call Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100. It's up and it's good.
Hey Sooner and Pizza Hut fans, you could literally save someone's life. Your healthy blood stem cells can cure blood cancers and diseases like sickle cell. The problem is, most patients don't have a match in their family, and so they need a stranger to help. It's like donating plasma, and you donate if and when you match a patient. Many times, you could be someone's only match. Pizza Hut and OU are teaming up to help add more young adults to the Be The Match donor list. It's super easy to join. Visit bethematch.org/PizzaHutOU to learn more.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center.
Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $20 a month. They also offer full-service unlimited car wash packages starting at $39 a month.
Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free wash and vacuum. They also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them in person at 1235 West Main today.
Here we go, Norman. At Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just like our Sooners, we're all about playing to win. That's why we're proud to bring you these winning deals. Get up to $16,000 off Ram 1500 Bighorns, or up to $10,000 off 2019 Jeep Cherokees, and up to $5,100 off the all-new Gladiator, all during the Ram Power Days event. Shop Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Norman and LandersCDJRNorman.com. Proud partner of Sooner Athletics. Driving tradition. All offered at WCCTV. Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Rudy's, bringing you the best in barbecue. Kincaid Coach, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Bud Light, this basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. AT&T, America's best network. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. Riverwind, still the one. Academy. Get your officially licensed Sooner gear at Academy Sports and Outdoors, preferred sporting goods retailer of Oklahoma Athletics. OU Extended Campus, bringing the Sooner family to you wherever you are. Degrees online, on site, on your schedule.
And what brought Kerr and his family to Salt Lake City, Utah, was seeking safety as refugees from Sudan. With his home country in the midst of a civil war, his family fled their village in South Sudan when Kerr was just 2 years old, residing in North Sudan before the violence forced them to flee once again, this time to Egypt.
It's a lot of killing everywhere. It was a bad sight. It was nothing that you would want to get caught up in. So it was good that we left at the time before it migrated to our village. So we moved up to North Sudan and then moved to Egypt. And when we first got to Egypt, we were homeless for the first 5-6 months looking for somewhere to live. My parents finally found work and got us a house. The 2-room that we lived in, I shared with two of my cousins' families. There was about 15 to 20 people in the 2-room house.
As we welcome you back to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue for Sooner Sports Talk, presented to you by AT&T. That was a Kirkweth there. Just an amazing, incredible story. I had the privilege of getting to put a feature together that is now on Soonersports.com and Soonersports.tv. Coach, he is one special kid.
Yeah, what a story. You hear about that all the time, but then when you talk to someone that's actually gone through it and lived it, it's really touching. And Kerr is such a terrific young guy, and just makes progress every week, you know, and he's so appreciative of the opportunity that he has to be a college student at the University of Oklahoma playing Big 12 basketball. I mean, it's really great to see that his eyes light up when he thinks about it and talks about it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. His family went through a lot to help him get here, and he wants to take advantage of it. You know, he was a soccer player, didn't even start playing basketball until he was in seventh grade, and then still didn't even really take it serious until he was about a sophomore in high school. And Coach Hartman is in this piece and talking about how the very best of Kirkweth is yet to come. He is yet to scratch the surface of what he is capable of doing.
No question. When you think about the progress he's made in the last year, he redshirted last year and had some back issues, and that set him back a little bit physically. But now he's really feels full speed. He's gained weight. He's starting to shoot the ball now more offensively with confidence. He's always been a rim protector, block shots, good awareness defensively, and again finishing out his junior year, and he'll have a terrific finish to this season, but then next year it's really exciting to see where he's going to go this spring, summer, and fall.
I asked him, what is your mentality, when you're in the paint trying to protect the rim? And he said, no weak people in my paint. So, you know, he really does take pride in that. A lot of times, you know, it's the dirty work, doesn't always maybe necessarily have to score all the time, but he embraces that role. He loves it.
He does. He's got a good feel in there. He's, again, like I say, a good shot blocker. He's got good timing. He anticipates well, and he likes doing it. So he likes keeping people out of there. And when he's in a ball game, it changes the attitude of the opponent, because when they go to the rim, they know they're going to be contested at the rim, and that changes those shots a lot.
Okay, so that's your current player. Let's talk about a couple of your former players. Trae Young and Buddy Hield with big weekends at the NBA All-Star Weekend. Trae, a first-time All-Star starting in the game, but let's start with Mr. Buddy Hield. Last time I was on, I tried to get you to pick. You kind of did. You said, hey, Buddy can hit 49 in a row. It's basically what he did. What a show he put on. Did you get to see it?
I did. I actually caught the highlights of it more than the actual, but to see him and needing to make that last shot to win. You know, he missed the fourth one right there, and then the fifth one had to go in for him to win. And Buddy, it seemed like he knew it. I don't know how he did know it, but what a great young man. What a terrific work ethic to get to the point now. As a sophomore, as a freshman in college, he didn't shoot threes. You know, he's a 21% shooter, put the ball on the floor all the time, worked on it year after year after year, and is now arguably the best shooter in the world. As you know, the fastest in the history of the NBA,
right,
at 800 threes made, which speaks pretty well to how well he shoots it.
I loved it in that video, if you guys saw it, but the first person to come out and congratulate Buddy was Trae Young.
They were so excited.
Yeah. With Buddy, I mean, he they talked about in the broadcast, once Devin Booker, so three people made it to the final round, and that Devin Booker kind of got the best draw. He got to go second. And then it put the pressure on Buddy. But Buddy doesn't mind that pressure, right? He embraced it. He knew exactly what he had to get. And like you said, he had to knock down that last one, and he did what he had to do. He doesn't mind that pressure at all, does he?
He doesn't mind that, especially when it comes to shooting the basketball. He knows he's a great shooter, and he knows and expects to make 10, 15 in a row, and not surprised that he did what he did.
So Trae Young also making his first appearance, as I mentioned. He played in the Rising Stars game, which is the first event that happens, and he scores, 18 and 7. He has 18.7 assists. But then he starts in the actual All-Star game, and what does he do? He just goes out and has a double-double, 10 points, 10 assists, hits a half-court shot at halftime at the buzzer. Team LeBron ends up winning, but hey, crazy, because it was 3 years from the date that he had committed to you guys to come play at Oklahoma that he makes a start in the NBA All-Star Game. How special was it for you to see him do what he did? Here's the shot right here. That is not shocking for you guys. I'm sure you saw that all the time in practice.
Well, he's had a phenomenal year and a half. I mean, a rookie year was unbelievable, runner-up to rookie of the year in the NBA. And then to make a start in the All-Star Game as a second-year player, I don't know if that's ever been done. And what an honor for Trae, and to see him then go and play well is an added bonus.
You know, a lot of people have talked about how no one could have expected that this would have happened so quickly for him. So what is it about Trae that he's been able to do what he's been able to do when really no one really expected him to be able to do it?
Well, that's kind of been his life. When he came here as a freshman, no one expected him to, you know, be a one and done. And then his first 15 games, he did something, scoring and assist-wise, that's never been done in the history of the college game. So that was totally unexpected. And then, of course, he is a one and done. And then people say, well, he may not be able to transition to the NBA game. He's too small or whatever. Then he becomes, you know, run-up to Rookie of the Year and has a great rookie season. But Trae is very skilled, probably the most skilled player with the ball in the NBA. I really believe that. He's very fast. He's very quick. And people even in college said, well, I'm not sure he's athletic enough, but he's really fast. He's fast with the ball and has great command of the ball as well. And then, of course, he'll keep improving as a shooter. You know, he's maybe a little bit of a streaky shooter in college. Could get hot, obviously, but he's becoming a very good shooter, which is what he has to do to have a great career.
So the two suitors that were there represented very well. It's usually you see Blake Griffin there every single year, too. I think Oklahoma is one of just two programs that have three players in the top 50, ranked in the top 50 in the NBA. How big is that for you guys in recruiting and talking to these young players that, hey, look, we've got three guys that are doing big things at the next level?
It's great. Absolutely. And anytime you get that exposure, you know, NBA, all high school kids, young players that we're recruiting are aware of what's going on in the NBA. They all want to get there. one day. So it's great. Anytime you have them doing what they're doing, and of course, Blake for many years has been a terrific ambassador. He's a highlight film night after night after night.
Right.
And that doesn't hurt when young people are walking, turning on and watching, you know, Blake dunk the ball a lot of different ways. So, yeah, those three guys are hugely impactful on what's still happening at OU.
Well, congratulations again to Buddy Hield, the three-point champion. I think there should be a rule that if you win the three-point contest and you're not already in the All-Star game, you should clinch a spot on the team, right?
That looks good to me.
All right.
Absolutely.
Quick break from us here from Rudy's, but up next, we got to preview what's up next. Bedlam on Saturday, and then home game against Texas Tech. All that left with Coach Kruger, and then Coquitlam Washington will be here in just a few minutes. Keep it here. From Rudy's Sports Talk, Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there. At Brahms, we offer more than just burgers, shakes, and fries. We have an entire fresh market for your everyday grocery needs, from farm fresh milk to meats, freshly baked breads, and produce. We also carry a wide variety of our premium ice cream, frozen yogurt, and sherbet. And with Brahms delivery trucks running 7 days a week, our items are always fresh. Stop by your neighborhood Brahms Fresh Market for an incredibly fast, incredibly convenient grocery shopping experience so you can spend more time on things that matter most.
Your new apartment's big. Such a great deal.
It's okay.
Just okay? What's not to...
Right above the subway!
Well, I bet you don't even notice it after the...
That's my neighbor, Angus!
A deal that's just okay is not okay. Get a great deal with America's best network. Come into an AT&T store to find out how to get one of our popular smartphones for $0 down. Based on GWS One score, September 2019.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code. Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Here you can add as much flavor as you like.
Those add-ons just add a little extra touch.
It sets Whataburger apart. It takes it up kind of to the next level.
Grilled peppers and onions. Bacon's perfect. Gotta have them grilled jalapenos. It completely changes the taste of the burger.
This burger is made for me. They're gonna make it just right every time I come.
Avocado goes well with everything. What doesn't it go with?
They say you can't buy happiness, but the add-ons get real close.
We're adding big flavor here at your hometown Whataburger.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football. Y pollo asado.
Hoops. And wings.
It subs.
Nah. Hot dog.
No. Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
Children are not little adults, so when a child is sick and needs medical care, you can be comforted knowing the doctors, nurses, and staff at the Children's Hospital at OU Medicine are experts at treating children. And we use equipment designed specifically for children. So whether your child has a snotty nose, a congenital issue like a heart defect, or experiences a traumatic injury, trust the Children's Hospital at OU Medicine to provide the treatments and procedures needed specifically for a child's growing body.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Rudy's, bringing you the best in barbecue. AT&T, America's best network. Riverwind, still the one. Bud Light, Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, 6% alcohol. Sooners meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new game necessity. Drink it responsibly. Academy, get your officially licensed Sooner gear at Academy Sports and Outdoors, preferred sporting goods retailer of Oklahoma Athletics. Honor your Patriot by nominating them for the OU Extended Campus Patriot of the Game at patriot.pacs.ou.edu. Tend to shoot behind his back, crossover, loses an A down the rim, and Reeves flushes it! Where did that come from? Wow! Austin Reeves down the runway and smashed it home! An A down deep in traffic, missed it, rebounds on the floor, loose, Reeves comes up with it, two on one, Austin to Williams, and he hammers it home! It's a dunk contest in the LNC!
Well, hey, that was pretty fun. Last time Oklahoma and Oklahoma State matched up. Let's do that again on Saturday.
I like the plan. I like it. Again, guys are looking forward to it. It's Bedlam. And Oklahoma State's really, you know, playing well here. They've, I think, won three out of their last five after not playing, not winning the first half of the conference season and have a lot of confidence right now. So our guys understand and respect how well they're playing.
You don't have to get your guys up for this one, I'm assuming.
No, they know. They know it's a little different interest level. Their families, their friends, the media, everyone's talking about it more. And, again, it's a road game, so we know how tough that is always and need to go over there and make some shots.
Brady Manick likes to play the Cowboys.
He's done well, but they know that too. So I know he'll have a little bigger target on his back in this one, but he's continuing to shoot the ball well in practice. I know he's looking forward to it.
Well, you talked about how Oklahoma State was doing well. They had won a couple in a row before dropping to West Virginia on Saturday in Morgantown. As we look at your Big 12 report brought to you by Kincaid Coach, the official motor coach carrier of the Sooners. Coach, you talked about, maybe the standings and how, you got to bounce back and you can't get caught up in wins and losses, but it's across the board in the Big 12. You know, you guys, every night you play someone tough and you have tough losses and it's, as you see this, the standings right here, you got a lot of people there jumbled up in the middle. I mean, you've got to be able to bounce back no matter who you're playing.
Absolutely. And in this league, as we've mentioned before, we talk January 1 that we've got 18 individual battles ahead, and they're all tough, and it's hard to win games, and you've got to do things especially well late in ball games to close them out, and every time you get one in the right column, you feel good about it, and then you have to prepare for another tough one three days later.
How much do you pay attention to this as you go along?
Well, certainly, we're fans. Our players are aware. They know that we're competing right there in the middle of the pack, and we can go up one or two or down one or two, and that depends on what we do in the next 5 weeks. So we've got our next five games, and five tough games ahead, and it certainly starts with a tough one on Saturday.
So speaking of that, what are the keys to sweeping the Bedlam series, to doing what you did, repeating what you did here in Norman?
With our squad, rebounding is always going to be a priority because we've rebounded ball better here of late. Battle Baylor equal pretty much even on the boards on Tuesday, and State's the club has been rebounding the ball well. We've got to do a good job against. They got a couple guys that really shoot the ball well from the perimeter. They've got they're pounding the ball inside more now offensively, so we've got to do a good job there and guard the dribble like always. But all the same things are always important, but now in Bedlam and on the road that. It's all enhanced a bit.
So following Bedlam, you got another home game against Texas Tech on Tuesday. Two more of those left, just two more in the LNC this season. How much would you like to repeat that crowd that you had on Tuesday night?
Crowd was fantastic. It was unbelievable. Of course, Texas Tech is in Oklahoma City on Tuesday night, so hopefully we can transfer the folks.
Forgot
up
about
there.
That.
And then we got Texas a week later in the LNC, and that'll be senior night for all of our senior Christian Doolittle, and then we'll go on the road for the last one at TCU. But yeah, the crowd was unbelievable. They certainly did their part. We just couldn't quite get over the hump there in the second half against Baylor. But again, as we mentioned, over 2,000 students. That's the best we've had in a few years. So really appreciate that. The players appreciate that a great deal, and it adds energy to the building.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate your time. That's it for you.
Thank you.
All right, coming up next, women's basketball time. Coquise Washington makes her Sooner Sports Talk debut. Keep it here. later. We'll be back from Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
With the new OU Rewards credit card from MidFirst Bank, you can make purchases and earn rewards while also supporting the OU Sooners. Plus, you'll also enjoy a low intro APR on purchases and balance transfers for the first 12 billing cycles. The OU Rewards credit card is available exclusively at MidFirst Bank. So apply today at midfirst.com/OU Sooners and put some boomer in your purchases. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Your new apartment's big. Such a great deal.
It's okay.
Just okay? What's not too...
Right above the subway!
Well, I bet you don't even notice it after the...
That's my neighbor, Angus!
A deal that's just okay is not okay. Get a great deal with America's best network. Come into an AT&T store to find out how to get one of our popular smartphones for $0 down. Based on GWS 1 score, September 2019.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
At Marianne's Rentals for special events, they'll take it to the hoop for you. They'll hit the three-pointer to make you happy. When you call Marianne's Rentals for special events at 751-3100, your next corporate event, birthday, wedding reception, holiday party, or any special event will be a slam dunk with Marianne's. They'll give your special event the full court press to make it the best ever. If your special event needs that fadeaway jumper at the buzzer for the win, call Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100. It's up and it's good.
Hey Sooner fans, Toby Rowland here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Norman or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
Sooner fans, looking for a great way to complement your favorite Pizza Hut recipe this basketball season? Try our Wing Street Wings. With flavors like Buffalo Mild, Medium, or Burnin' Hot, Honey Barbecue, or our new Smoky Sriracha. The options are endless. Get two orders of bone-out wings for just $12 when you order the 5 and Up lineup at PizzaHut.com. Your taste buds are gonna love living on Wing Street.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with OU Extended Campus to honor a patriot of the game every home game this season. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment. And when it comes to service, no one beats OU Extended Campus. Nominate your patriot of the game today at patriot.pacs.ou.edu. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either SiriusXM Radio or by downloading the TuneIn app and listen for free. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club. Presented by OG&E and brought to you in part by Orthodontics Exclusively. The Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access pass to all things Sooners. Just log on to Soonersports.tv/podcast to get the latest episodes from Chris Plank, presented by Allstate and Riverwind. Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics exclusively are proud to present the Junior Captain of the Game. For info on how your child can become the next Junior Captain, go to orthoexc.com.
As we welcome you back to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue for Sooner Sports Talk, presented by AT&T, let's talk some women's hoops, shall we? Sherry Cole on the road recruiting, so she has sent a fill-in. This is Associate Head Coach Coquise Washington. I'm filling in for Toby Rowland, so we've got a pair of fill-ins here. Maybe if we do this right, we can get a spinoff. Maybe the Coquise and Cootie Show?
We can certainly
that's
try.
That's a nice ring to it, right? Hey, the fans have sent in a bunch of questions for you. They are excited. The Fast Break Club loves you, by the way.
Well, I love them back.
So, how's it going? You haven't been on the show. How are you enjoying Norman?
I absolutely love Norman. My family and I have adjusted so well. The people here are so genuinely nice. My mom, whenever she goes to the grocery store, she cannot carry her own groceries to her car. She cannot put air in her own tires because somebody always says, let me get that for you.
That's so awesome.
It's been a great transition for our family.
Okay, well, your first experience of the Play for K game here at the University of Oklahoma, it's a huge deal.
Yes.
Year in and year out. Sunday, it was the same as well. You guys had honored 300 survivors before the game. As a team, you guys donated $2,500 to the KEOW Foundation. How did you enjoy your first one here at the University of Oklahoma?
It was absolutely amazing, and Coach Cole is such a tremendous ambassador for Play for K and for the KEOW Fund, and she really spreads that throughout the staff and the players. And that $2,500 was just the players.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
That was just the players, and that's a tremendous testament to their commitment to giving back and being ambassadors for the program and connecting to everybody. And you know, that game is an opportunity for us to be inspired by people who are really fighting for something on a day-to-day basis. And so that give and take that you saw between the players and the fans, they gave us that extra adrenaline to get to make that comeback and send that game to overtime.
You know, so many people, almost everybody has been affected, touched by cancer in some way or another. And same goes for this Oklahoma women's basketball program. A lot of people know about Jan Ross's battle, but I recently, last week, got a chance to talk to Jackie Stiles,
yes,
who also has her own battle. She has a rare form of eye cancer,
yes,
that still has the tumor. So just how important does that, how much more does it elevate this whole thing for you guys when it has touched you guys so closely?
Well, when it does touch you closely, you really get a chance to see and understand how fleeting life can be, mm-hmm, and how precious every day, every opportunity you have to connect with others, to live your life with passion, and to inspire everybody around you, how important that is. And that just spreads throughout our staff with Jan and Jackie being on our staff every day and with the players. They get a chance to see and witness that on a daily basis.
Well, let's talk about the game, shall we? A fantastic game, 87-85 in overtime. Sooners coming up just short. Ani Anusa goes down very, very early,
yes,
in this game. How much did that affect, kind of maybe shake this team in the beginning?
Well, I think one of the things that happened is it wasn't so much the injury as her reaction to it.
Right.
So we didn't know how bad the injury was because we could hear the shriek from her because it happened right in front of our bench. But we got over it pretty quickly. I think Coach Cole did a great job of keeping everybody, you know, focused. And, you know, our training staff is absolutely fantastic. So we kind of knew, okay, she'll be fine. Let's figure out how to regroup on the court and make the adjustments that we need to make. And I thought some of our kids off the bench, Jesse Mercer came in and gave us some good, mm-hmm, minutes. Aspen Williston came in and played really big. And I thought Liz came in and gave us a bit of a spark. So some of our bench players came in and kind of filled in the gaps for Anna.
Bless her heart. She cannot catch a break.
Absolutely. Yeah. That it's just one of those things that she plays so hard, mm-hmm, and she gives her body. I mean, you talk about sacrificing your body. She's somebody that, you know, we're like, Anna, you got a bad back. Don't take a charge. She's going to take a charge. She's going to make the right play. And because she plays so hard that, you know, she makes herself vulnerable to injury. And unfortunately, this year, the injury bug has kind of crept in on her.
So in this game, we had 12 lead changes and 12 ties. It goes to overtime that you had to play without Mandy Simpson. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, why did you guys come up short in this one?
Well, I think one of the things that happened is when you look at the end of the game, we've got so many young players, mm-hmm, out on the court. And learning how to win and learning how to win close games when you've got freshmen and sophomores out there. Sometimes you have to take those tough losses and then you go back and you watch the film and they kind of understand the next time they're in that situation how to operate and how to be effective and efficient and come away with the win. So some of these tough losses is nothing more than chalking it up to experience. And we're learning from it and we'll be better for it moving forward.
Hey, one of those young players, your freshman, Gabby Gregory, with a big day for you guys. You talked about all the other players that had stepped up. She had 20 points, which is a career high for her. Mm-hmm. What is it about her, this freshman, that enables her to kind of step up on these big stages when she's needed in those moments?
The one word I use when I think about Gabby is tough. You know, she's just a tough kid. She's a physically tough kid. She's a mentally tough kid. She doesn't get rattled easily. So when the stakes doesn't matter for her. It doesn't matter if it's a big game, if it's a small game. She has the same approach to the game every day. And I think that consistency in her approach allows her to have these kind of moments on a big game where she can come through and make some big plays for us, especially when Anna goes out.
Hey, and not to mention, how about T-Rob? She breaks the single-season record. She hits three number 116, which breaks Aaron Ellenberg's record of 115 that she set back in 2012 and 2013. It was only a matter of time. We knew she was going to get there. Now she's just six away from the Big 12 record, so hopefully next week we're talking about another record that T-Rob broke. But, you know, when you got here, you were not on the staff last year, but when you got here and you first kind of got in the gym with T-Rob, what was your first take on her?
My first thing when I saw her shoot in the gym, I thought, there's no way she shoots like that in games. And then we had games, and she shot like that, and I thought, there's no way she shoots like that in Big 12 play. And then we get to Big 12 play, and she is an unbelievable shooter with her confidence, her quickness with her release, the ability to get where she needs to get. And she's doing this when every single night they're saying, don't let her get threes off.
Right.
It's very James Harden, Steph Curry-like in the quickness in her release and her ability to get to her shots. And she's the best shooter I've ever seen. And,
wow.
And I think more records absolutely are going to continue to fall.
Coach Cole talks about how in practice sometimes she'll think, man, T-Rob was really off today. And she'll look down and she shot like 55%
right,
on the day.
Right. That is off for her because on a good day, on a normal day for her, she's shooting 70%.
That's unbelievable.
So when she's shooting 50%, we're like, what the heck's wrong with T-Rob? So,
and, you know, we talk about her on this show and across our platforms every single week, but it is so special just a sophomore. So each and every week, every single year, it's going to just continue to come all of those records. Mm-hmm. It certainly is special to watch. We've got some questions for you from the audience, some good ones for you. So these are presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. So first of all, Jim wants to know, how is recruiting going in general?
How is recruiting going in general? Let me answer this without getting myself or the program in trouble.
You're the recruiting coordinator.
Yes. Recruiting is going well. You know, the thing that we like about what we're doing from a recruiting standpoint is building the platform. And you don't want to just recruit for 1 year. You need to build a team and build a program. I will say this. Colton and Jackie are phenomenal. They're pit bulls. I mean, they are dynamic, they're charismatic, and they do a great job of connecting with these, you know, high school kids. And so we've been able to get a lot of kids on campus, expose them to what Oklahoma basketball is all about, introduce them to Coach Cole. So we're excited about the future Sooners that we're going to bring onto this program.
Let's stick with the theme here and try to not get you in trouble with this one.
Okay.
This is a great one from Marilyn. I'm going to read it word for word. I get so upset when I see the official make a really bad call. All I can do is yell, bad call. You coaches and the team can't even do that. How do you stand it?
We can say a few things. We often ask them, you know, to explain their reasoning, and you'd be amazed at how many times the referees actually say, yeah, I missed that one. And we go, what the, you know, you can't.
So make it the right call the first time.
Yeah, make the right call the first time. I'm going to want that one back when I watch the TV game later. And I'm like, yeah, you are. But, you know, most of the time what we try to do is be proactive and tell them to watch for things so we can get some calls ahead of time. And, you know, sometimes that helps. But, You know, that charge block call is maybe the toughest call in basketball, and it's so 50-50. You never know when you're going to get a charge or a block call. So,
hey, first segment in the books. Flew by, right?
All right.
Did great, right, guys? We might have to have you become a regular guest on this thing. So quick break from us here at Rudy's. Still lots to come. We got lots to talk about with Coach Washington. Big matchup with Baylor coming up. All of that. Keep it here on Sooner Sports Talk from Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code. Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
She's the first lady of rock and soul, Patti LaBelle, live. Patti LaBelle. Friday, April 10th at the Showplace Theater at Riverwind. One of Rolling Stone magazine's top 100 singers. Tickets on sale now at Riverwind.com. Patti LaBelle.
Your new apartment's big. Such a great deal.
It's okay.
Just okay? What's not too...
Right above the subway!
Well, I bet you don't even notice it after the...
That's my neighbor, Angus!
A deal that's just okay is not okay. Get a great deal with America's best network. Come into an AT&T store to find out how to get one of our popular smartphones for $0 down. Based on GWS One score, September 2019.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Get excited, Whataburger fans. Our one-of-a-kind mushroom Swiss burger is back.
And now it's an all-time favorite.
If you love mushrooms, you're going to love this burger.
Two patties, two slices of Swiss cheese, two layers of mushrooms. These mushrooms are beautiful.
It's a really good balance between hearty and savory. That au jus sauce on top.
The creamy au jus sauce. It really sets it apart.
Just adds flavor that makes you go, wow. It is just absolutely amazing.
It's not just a mushroom Swiss burger. It's a Whataburger mushroom Swiss burger.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
It subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
At OU Medicine, our mission is to lead healthcare in patient care, education, and research. Hospital rankings by U.S. News and World Report show that we are fulfilling that mission. OU Medicine ranks as Oklahoma's number one hospital system and the Stevenson Cancer Center, the state's only National Cancer Institute designated cancer center, ranks in the top 50 in the nation. To learn more, visit OUMedicine.com.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $20 a month. They also offer full-service unlimited car wash packages starting at $39 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free wash and vacuum. They also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them in person at 1235 West Main today.
She finished the year obviously being one of the top three three-point shooters in the country.
Taylor Robertson made 105 threes a season ago.
And she is extraordinary. Has a chance to be one of the best to ever play here.
Left wing, Robertson catch and shoot three. She got it. Really saying that a lot this year. But Anna got the loose ball, right corner to Robertson for a three, and it's good. Taylor Robertson with her second three.
There's Robertson with another look at it. Drado.
Robertson three and hitting. She's got six in the first minute.
To Bloom, right of the lane, in the right corner. Robertson tries a three. Good. Taylor knocks down her third three. Feeds Scott left of the lane. Right side wing, Robertson for a three. Good! She makes it, and she's fouled. And Taylor Robertson just broke the Oklahoma single-season record for made three-pointers.
And there you see it, T-Rob's journey to the record as we welcome you back to Rudy's in the final segment of Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T. Hopefully we have another one of those videos coming up next week to show you that she breaks the Big 12 record. So Coquies Washington filling in for Coach Cole tonight. I have one more at least question that I want to get in from the Fast Break Club. Other than winning a WNBA championship in 2000, what was your best year in the pros and which team?
My best year in the pros, I would say, that's so tough. My favorite year probably outside of winning the championship would have been the year that I was traded midseason from Houston to Indiana, the Fever, and joined that team midseason. And when I joined the team, we were last in the East and second worst record in the league. And my experience coming to Indiana was I had only been on winning teams. I had played for New York, and we'd been to the finals, and the only team that was better than us was Houston, and then I joined Houston, and we won championships. And so then I get traded to Indiana, and I walk in the locker room, and those guys are like, you know, they're ready to pack up for the postseason. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's mathematically possible for us to make the playoffs, so let's just make the playoffs and see what happens. And we got on a roll, and we went from last to fourth place and made the playoffs for the first time with the Fever. And Tamika Catchings, you know, had an unbelievable season. And so that was really gratifying to help be a part of a turnaround for a franchise. And so that was probably one of my funnest years outside of winning the championship, because winning the championship is...
You can't beat that.
That is too much fun.
So final few minutes here left on the show. I want to ask you about Baylor. What's going to be the key for you guys to maybe go up there and pull off the upset?
Well, the key for us is taking care of the ball. You know, Baylor is a really good team. If they can get going in transition, their speed, their athleticism, it's tough to stop. We actually, when we didn't turn the ball over, we played them very competitively. So we just got to do a good job of taking care of the ball. And shot selection is a part of taking care of the ball. You don't want to take quick shots, long shots, that which lead to long rebounds and leak outs for them. And then we got to, you know, make sure that we do a good job on keeping them off the glass. They're a fantastic rebounding team. So if we can be competitive on the glass, take care of the ball, we'll have a chance.
First year for you in the Big 12, what's been your take on this conference?
Everybody's good. You know, this is a very competitive conference from top to bottom. Certainly Baylor is, you know, one of the best teams in the country. But when you look at everybody, especially road games, are really tough to win. And it doesn't matter what the record are, what the standings are. Every game is competitive. And going on the road in the Big 12 is a nightmare, absolute nightmare.
So as we approach the end of February, still lots on the table. What's the team's mindset right now going into this week's matchup?
Well, the mindset is we've got to make sure we get on a roll going into Baylor. You know, Baylor's a tough place to play, obviously, to play in their gym. But if we can get some things going, we've got five games left. We need to put some wins together, string some wins together, and then go into the big tournament, Big 12 tournament with some confidence. And I think if we can get a game or two in the Big 12 confidence, we like our chances for postseason play.
Hey, the game after Baylor just so happens to be Kansas. And, of course, we all remember what happened the last time Oklahoma played Kansas. They came back from down 22. And
yes.
Coach Cole was here right after that game and said you were the calming force in that game. So you might have to do that again.
Oh, well, I hope not. I hope we're up 22.
Right, exactly.
And they need somebody on their bench to be the calming force. But we're excited to come home. We like playing in front of our crowd. We play well at home. The Fast Break Club, you guys are incredible. You give us so much energy and adrenaline. You don't know how big of an impact you have on the game. So we're ready to go down and give a great effort against Baylor and then come back home and knock out Kansas.
Okay, so final minute left here on Sports Talk. Have you enjoyed yourself? I know
I have.
You.
I have enjoyed it. I really enjoy it.
Well, we'll have to have you back. You can tell you're a pro. I've talked to you several times, so I know this would be easy breezy. I still have like 10 questions that I had left that I wanted to talk to you about. Cool relationship with Coach Cole. You talked about, you know, Coach Cole actually just this week was named the recipient of the KEOW Impact Award. You guys go way back.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, but as we ran out of time here. But yeah, check out the interview. I did an interview with Coach Washington in the summer, so you can hear all about that. But we appreciate your time. You did
Thank
a great
you.
Job. It was so much fun.
Thank
and we
you.
Look forward to watching you guys take on Baylor before returning back home on Tuesday against Kansas. So that's going to do it here for us. That's all the time we have here on Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T from Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. For Coquise Washington, Lon Kruger, I've been Jessica Cootie. We'll be back next week here on Thursday from Rudy's. We'll see you then.
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Sooner Sports Talk has been brought to you by Bud Light. This basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. And by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.